Thank you, Roger. I appreciate him leaving out all this stuff about the Student Senate presidency. It was a little rough. Graduates, I vaguely remember how nearly 5 years ago I was swamped with multicolored piles of postcards, pamphlets, and in some cases entire magazines, which outlined how in such and such city, some distinguished people got together and founded such and such college, and with such remarkable foresight, it coincidentally was somehow founded exactly for me. That same literature insisted that if I choose to spend the next 4 years reading, writing, and paying them large amounts of money, then all of my ambitious childhood dreams for success would surely fall right into my lap. I also remember being told that if something sounds too good to be true, then it probably is. Nevertheless, among all of that shiny parchment, I eventually stumbled upon a purple envelope. I still remember the gold writing on its face. It said, "We are Knox. Are you?" My first reaction to the thoughtful question was, "What the heck is Knox?" You see, I'd never heard about Knox before, and frankly, I didn't even know what region of the country it was in. But soon enough, I tore into that envelope, and I learned that Knox was a small liberal arts college, and that it was located in a small town named Galesburg, Illinois. And then I thought to myself, where is Galesburg, Illinois? As I further researched Knox, I began uncovering a little bits and pieces of information about these people who, without shame or reservation, declared, "We are Knox." Even though Knox was just some small liberal arts school in Galesburg, Illinois, in the middle of nowhere. What's worse was that they weren't just saying, "We are Knox." They were, metaphorically speaking, shouting it from rooftops. I mean, this was written on a bright purple envelope with bright gold writing. Needless to say, I was intrigued. So I continued to explore my inquiry. What is Knox? I learned that the people who first chose to enroll in this college weren't concerned about whether or not people knew neither the size nor the location of this great school, but that they chose to enroll in Knox College because they sincerely wished to pursue scholarship and the development of oneself, a tradition which is carried on every year by each entering class. For some of our predecessors, the price to engage in that pursuit was literally the sweat off their brow. Founded by abolitionists in 1837 during a time of inexcusable intolerance, this progressive college served as a beacon for freedom. It was more than willing to trade an honest day's work for a chance at a new and better life, regardless of one's skin color. The Knox we know today holds the same firm principles as it was founded on, for the most part. There's one little change. Working in the fields is now referred to as financial aid. As we know, Knox is continually acknowledged by the Princeton Review as one of the nation's best values. Furthermore, a steadfast dedication to financial aid continues to provide opportunities for those who otherwise might be left out. A wise woman once told me that no selfless act goes unnoticed. And Knox College is the perfect example. I believe that as a direct result of the aforementioned policies, Knox is blessed by a tolerant, diverse, hardworking, and passionate community of students, faculty, staff, and yes, Roger, even administrators. Each of them believe in the true value of an education that teaches you how to think, not what to think. These are the men and women who so brightly boast, "We are Knox." In the last 4 years, I have both asked and been asked many times, "What's Knox?" I've been presented with many responses to the question, and I believe I've somehow found a definition that for me, and I hope for all of you as well, will in some form be my response to that question as I continue my life. Knox may still be a small liberal arts school in Galesburg, Illinois, but it's always been much more than that. Knox is the founder of the Honor Code, who later became the president of the UN General Assembly. Knox is the brave souls who took over Old Main. Knox is the candidate who took a stand against slavery. It's the professor who, without complaint, agreed to teach you what you missed in class because your alarm didn't go off. Knox is the mentor who never has time, but always makes it. Knox is a staff member who genuinely cares about the community we all share. The student club president who passionately fights for student funds. Knox is the student leader who, even in the face of great adversity, sticks with his or her own convictions. Knox is all the students who not only pour their heart out on the field or the court or the theater, but engage in thoughtful intellectual discussions in and out of the classroom. Knox is the student that you've never met before who compliments you after a class on your presentation. The truth is, this list is never ending. Every one of us, alongside those who came before us, has given of ourselves in one way or another to this great college. On behalf of the senior class, I want to thank all of you for making Knox College more than just a small liberal arts school in Galesburg, Illinois. Of course, the irony of all this is that nearly 5 years ago, when I asked that purple envelope, "What's Knox?" the answer was written before me in bright gold. We are. In closing, I would like to add one thing. Along with the claim that we are Knox comes great responsibility, a responsibility to carry on the great traditions and principles on which this college was founded. I would encourage the graduating class of 2008 to reflect on these life lessons as you leave Knox and enter to the real world. Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to speak today.